You're listening to WBAI 99.5 FM in New York City. Welcome to HealthCetera, brought to you by the Center for Health, Media, and Policy at Hunter College, City University of New York. I'm Eve Adler, one of the producers of HealthCetera, reporting to you from Los Angeles, California. On today's HealthCetera, I'm continuing a series in which I explore how integrative healing modalities are being shared with underserved populations. Today, I'm here with Julie Ward. Julie describes herself as a food alchemist and is the founder of Fresh Food Alchemy. Julie has been researching foods, herbal remedies, and making changes to her own diet for the past 25 years. She has a master's degree in public policy, an E. Cornell plant-based nutrition certificate, is an ACE health coach, and is currently working on her professional herbalist accreditation. Julie is also a member of the Los Angeles Food Policy Council and co-chair of the Food as Medicine Working Group. So Julie is uniquely plugged into the pulse of food policy in Los Angeles. Welcome to HealthCetera, Julie.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Glad to be here.
I am glad to have you here. Mm-hmm. You are just a wealth of knowledge when it comes to food. So tell me about your journey in the food community.
Okay, well, you talked about last 25 years just kind of researching and finding out about food and what's kind of the healthiest thing to eat, what's going to make me feel good. You know, I've been doing it for a while. I moved to L.A., let's just say years ago.
Let's not date ourselves.
No,
right?
Okay. Years ago. And I came in, I think, at a time where there was a movement towards eating healthier on a base level, and then herbs and incorporating that. I did a lot of cleanses and, you know, went through the whole process. And then it became, okay, now that I've cleansed my body, what do I eat to continue to stay healthy and stay clean? So that's been an ongoing journey in my life, and that hasn't ended. I had another business, and when that ended, I had to decide what else I was going to do and begin to look at how to incorporate what I've been doing all of my life into a livelihood. So that's how I began to start Fresh Food Alchemy and began to work with food and understanding the herbs and the wild food. I started kind of working with some foragers and kind of going on wild hikes and learning about edible plants and what I could take from the wild and come home and cook and turn into one food and also medicine. I also started doing demos at Whole Foods just to see what the audience looked like and what they wanted and what they kind of clamored for. And ended up still doing my work with the LA Food Policy Council, which I love, and started doing dinner parties. So, you know, and always cooking and incorporating in the dinner parties the wild bit, plus the herbal bit, plus the good food bit. And that really kind of began to come up with an alchemical kind of thing, you know. And that's where the dinners came from, and that's where the Food Alchemist comment came from, and Fresh Food Alchemy, so...
You call yourself a food alchemist. I had never heard the term before. Tell me, what is a food alchemist? And you also have Fresh Food Alchemy TV.
Yes, 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 yes.
Tell me about those things.
Okay, so a food alchemist, again, is, and in setting up my business and really positioning it properly for what I want to do, we began to look at what is it I do. And when the beginning of setting this up, it was like, well, I don't just help people with their food. I don't just consult, because I don't just talk about food. I talk about the wild food. I talk about the herbs. I talk about plants. I mean, I have an herb garden at home. You know, you can go and pick and eat. So how do you incorporate that into staying healthy? And it became a bit of alchemy. Alchemy, by definition, is science. It's the original science. And it's the original science with spirit in it. So when that became separated, you got biology, you got chemistry, you got religion. So for me, it's really a bringing back together the spirit of the food, the spirit of health, the spirit of the herbs, and mixing all that into one of the most delicious gourmet plant-based meals anybody's ever had.
If you must say so yourself.
I know, right? I mean, and the only reason I see, you know, the whole point is when you eat your food, it should give you energy. It should give you a sense of direction and focus, and it should give you a sense of love. So what I try to do when I cook for people, especially at the dinner parties, is have people get, you know, you want to walk away, I want them to walk away from the table and really want to run out there and love somebody. And it's worked, you know. Strangely enough, that's been my intention. And that's kind of what alchemy is about in the science of it. It's really being about the healing and it's really been being about the healing of the person and those around them. And I do that for food. So Fresh Food Alchemy TV is the YouTube channel where there are bits and pieces that people can see the dinner parties. We've got a video for the dinner parties, some of the cooking classes, kind of me on the road talking about people, and talking about me on the road talking to people about food and kind of what's new and what's going on. So it's been really kind of cool.
Wow. So who are your clients?
Okay. My clients are people that have a pre-health challenge, so to speak. You know, you've gone to the doctor and the doctor says, well, your blood sugar is a little high. You're in the range of type 2 diabetes. Your cholesterol is too high. We need to bring that down. Your blood pressure is too high. We need to bring that down. But in the meantime, I'm going to give you this pill. Here is you're overweight. You need to decrease your weight. So these are people that are really on the verge of a real health challenge that can actually be corrected by food at this point. So I've had clients who, I had one client, one of my very first clients had her spleen removed. And so she had to totally change her diet based on what she could eat that her spleen, you know, she didn't have a spleen. So how was her body going to work? How was her body going to, How is her body going to help her digest a lot of the fatty foods, a lot of these other things? And what does she need to eat for a diet? So what does she need to eat now without her spleen? So she went to the doctor, and the doctor gave her a list of maybe 30 things she could eat. And she'd done it for 3 months, and had gotten to the point where she was at her wit's end and had no idea how to continue to eat on this diet. So I catch people there, because if you can't catch them there, they'll go back to eating the way they were eating that put them in their present predicament or present health challenge. And I came in, worked with her with food. She's like, oh, my God, I can eat again. And a lot of that change is about spices. It's about variety. It's about switching things up. And it's not, honestly, it's not difficult. It's really just a matter of getting people to realize they can actually play with their food again. You know, you can play with it, you can cook, you know, you don't have to eat it if it doesn't taste right. But I want to try this. Try that. I want to add that. Add that. See what it tastes like. I have one client now who I love dearly who's gone through my program and then has decided to do some additional coaching because even though she'd gone through the program, still needed some additional hand-holding to get her to actually get into the kitchen and cook it herself. And she thought she had a gallbladder issue based on every time she would eat, she'd get tremendous stomach pain. And the doctor was about to put her on medication. But before she could get back to the doctor to get the medication, which was what was funny, she started working with me. And we started changing her diet. For a minute, I said, look, I know you like meat, but let's just go off the meat for a hot second. Let's just do the vegetables. Let's just do the fruit and vegetables. Let's just see. Let's pull away and just see how your stomach does. She did that. She ate meat like 3 times a week instead of 5 times a week eventually, which, you know, and no stomach problems anymore. And he did give her something she could take before she ate, I believe. And she's like, you know, I don't take it anymore. I was like, you don't take the pill anymore at all? She's like, no, I don't take that pill. She's like, because we'd worked together and we did a 3-month coaching program, I would take her to the farmer's market. So we would go to the farmer's market, go through the foods, try new vegetables, try new things. I was like, do whatever you want to do with it. Just here's some particular suggestions. Try these. She did. She had a daughter. Her daughter ended up being introduced to a new vegetable she'd never tried before. Loved it. She's now off of whatever that medication was to help her stomach. And she's continuing on the high blood pressure, because I think you need to work that out with your doctor. But as you continue to eat on this diet, you can eventually come off of that also. So I am having so much fun really just working with people one-on-one, getting them and showing them how to actually cook. Because once people get it, they really are gone. They don't need me anymore. So it's like, okay, cool. I mean, you know, they come back, they have other questions. But once you learn how to cook, you really are good to go.
You mentioned Whole Foods.
Yes.
And I think sometimes when people hear Whole Foods or they hear plant-based diets, they think, I can't afford that.
You're right.
What's your thoughts about that?
Well, a couple thoughts. So Whole Foods has actually done a pretty good job. I think they got the message when everybody started calling them Whole Paycheck. They did get the message. And if you go to Whole Foods now, there are a lot of sales. They're doing their best to keep fruits and produce on sale. I've been in there, and I've seen things that have been cheaper at Whole Foods than they are at the farmer's market. So I think that's just an ongoing thing to check, because they do have sales on produce. In terms of, there's now Thrive Market. It's an online-based grocery store that is actually going to begin, what I've heard is they're going to start doing produce. But you can buy grocery items on there at 20 to 25% of a discount than going into the store.
Wow.
The other thing about Thrive Market that I love is they also have the social responsibility piece, so that if you do become a member for $60, they will give a membership to someone else who is low income, that cannot afford the membership, but needs to have access to the food at a 20 to 25% discount. So they don't have to go to Whole Foods. So there are other options. Farmers markets, I still tell people to go to the farmers markets. Locally grown is best. Find your local farmer. You can get a lot of vegetables from them and be able to eat with that for a long period of time without breaking the bank. So there are ways to do it. EBT is now being accepted at farmers markets. It's been passed, so in Los Angeles, definitely. I understand there is some legislation afoot now that people are working on to get food stamps accepted online.
Okay.
So that totally changes the way people will begin to purchase food also. So there are some things that are coming down the pike, but right now, farmers markets, your local farmer, Whole Foods does have deals and things on sale. Sprouts, I mean, we're out here, not sure what New York, but I know Whole Foods will definitely change that. And there are farmers markets in New York.
Definitely,
yes.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of Union Square and, you know, different farmers markets all over the city. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So what kind of policy impacts food and the procurement of food and the lives of people?
There's a lot of policy. There's, you know, food and ag. I know in Los Angeles, they're looking at, especially the Los Angeles Food Policy Council, is looking at a lot of ways to work with the farmers to put fresh food in neighborhood markets. So, and because sometimes there are minimum requirements, there are certain organizations that will buy in bulk and then distribute amongst the neighborhood markets, so that people can go in and get fresh produce. So that's one. I think out here, you know, Kaiser Permanente just published official journal, in their official journal, that they told the physicians that healthy eating may best be achieved with a plant-based diet, defined as a regimen that encourages whole plant-based foods and discourages meats, dairies, and eggs, as well as all refined and processed junk. Now, they are our nation's largest managed care organization, and they've just stated that. So the amount of policy that I think is now going to begin to be created to move that way is going to be interesting to see. There's not necessarily policy directly for plant-based eating, but there are things around getting fresh produce into what they used to call the food deserts, you know, and that's coming through bringing the farmers also into the schools, the school garden programs, having kids go home and talk to their parents about produce and what they've found in school, what they want to eat, what they want to try. They're now watching their food grow, you know, from seedling to something you can pull out of the ground and eat. So, I'm excited, and I'm really curious to see where food policy really is going to go. When you talk about big ag and big farm and how that's going to work with the meat lobbyists and where that push and pull is going to come from. So it's coming.
That's good to hear. And Kaiser does stand behind what it says.
It sure does. I was at
Kaiser West LA,
mm-hmm.
and they have a farmer's market right there at the hospital.
They sure do.
On Wednesdays.
Yes, they sure do on Wednesdays. And I've been there, and I've been in it. I love it. Kaiser also has a health coach option for their patients. So you can actually sign up and have someone coach you for free through this process. So if you're a Kaiser member, that's something to also look at. I mean, they really are standing behind preventative care.
Yeah.
You know, so that it would be interesting to see what policies come about. I think it's also in Obamacare. If you're going for preventative care, you don't have to pay a copay now.
Okay.
So there are some basic policy changes around preventative care and also getting the produce into places where it's not always easily accessible.
What advice would you have for someone who is thinking, I need to change my diet, but I don't know how? I don't know where to start. What advice would you give them?
I would say, please don't start by yourself. That's first off. I mean, do your research. Look at things online. Find your nearest health coach. Find your nearest wellness center. Talk to them about getting some coaching. If you're a Kaiser patient, definitely talk to Kaiser. They have those facilities. You know, they have that access for you. I would find a community that is working or doing some kind of health challenge. You know, there's possibly a gym that's got some green smoothie challenge or something. I mean, that's a place to start. But doing it by yourself can be problematic if you're not sure where to start. I tell my clients, you know, find me, find programs, people like me. And as I was telling you earlier, I'm actually starting an online program to be able to reach people, not just in Los Angeles area, but just to give them the foundation for what they need to eat on a plant-based diet and why they need to eat. In other words, what these foods do to their body. And why you need to begin to look at your food from a nutrient-dense perspective as opposed to just, oh, I'm going to go eat this piece of vegetable, I'm going to go eat that, you know, based on what you're eating. You still need your nutrients, and you still need to be able to move and get up and have the energy and get going with the day. And that really is about your food. So I've heard so many people say, I've done it. I was a vegan for about a year, and I had to go to the hospital to get an IV drip. I was like, okay, so you were a junk food vegan. You're eating junk processed food, but you're just not eating meat. And that's not how you do it. And a lot of people will do that. I won't eat meat, but then they'll still go and buy boxed something that has like 500 milligrams of sodium in it. Or they'll eat processed food that does not have the nutrients that their body needs, and then they'll have some problems. And then they'll give plant-based and veganism a really bad name.
So it's really about reading labels, knowing what's in your food, knowing how to combine your foods.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally. Knowing how to combine your foods, knowing what you should be eating, knowing why you should be eating this thing. That's the other thing. You know, why do I need to eat that? I'm not real crazy about that. Yeah, but that's what's going to get you from 8 to 10. You know, that's what's going to get you to lunch. That's what, you know, this is how you need your, this is how you need to eat. You know, some of us, we're on the go all the time. You know, a lot of people wake up and grab a cup of coffee to get their mind running and get, you know, to clear the brain fog so they can get on with the day. And then they may not eat. You know, that's normal people. You know, plant-based, not plant, you know, normal, quote-unquote, whatever that is. But, you know, on a plant-based food diet, you really do eat more and more often.
Julie, tell me, what are the benefits of a plant-based diet?
Essentially, so I'm going to go out on a limb and I'm going to go on the deep end here, but it curbs death. That's how I look at it. So Michael Greger wrote a book called How Not to Die. And essentially, a plant-based diet can actually save your life. And there have been studies that have shown that it's able to do that on a long-term basis. Particularly, though, it can reverse heart disease. It can reduce diabetes, lose weight, make you lose weight, reduce high blood pressure, reduce cholesterol. It also reduces savings on health care. If you're eating this way, the health care dollars aren't spent down the road to fix things that are wrong or have gone awry. Environmentally, it reduces gas emissions. People are eating plant-based as opposed to spending, using 1,000 gallons of water for a hamburger. You know, so these things are actually all fixable with a plant-based diet. And heart disease is our number one killer. And a plant-based diet can reverse that and reduce that and keep that from happening. So that's why I'm a real proponent of it. I mean, you've got to find a way to eat for your body, but at least doing this 80% of the time would keep you in a great space health-wise.
So there's a global impact.
Oh, there's a huge impact. Sustainability, there's a global impact. There's a personal, individual impact. I know, you know, the meat industry is going to have a problem, but without using all of the inputs to produce all of the meat that's necessary for consumption, you could take those inputs and produce vegetables. You know, there's a whole technology that's coming behind plant-based lifestyle now. Eric Schmidt, I believe he's the ex-Google, president of Google, came out with his top 10 new technological inventions in the coming years. Plant-based technology was number one on his list. So, and there's a combining of plants and technology to produce. In Stanford, they're producing cheeseburgers that look just like a cheeseburger, have the little grease coming off of it like a cheeseburger, but they're made with plants. You know, so it's not meat. So there's a real movement into how can we be more sustainable and how can we feed populations, because at the end of the day, that's what it's going to be about. How do you feed the people? How do you sustain the planet? And how do you keep people healthy?
I think that is a huge impact. So how can our listeners get in touch with you or find out more about what you do?
They can find me at freshfoodalchemy.com. And my email is Julie, J-U-L-I-E, at freshfoodalchemy.com. Go to the website. There's a pop-up. I've got a free gift for you guys, which is going to be the 41 Powerhouse Fruits and Vegetables. If you put your email in, I'll send that to you. And I'll keep you abreast of what's coming up. I'm doing a online, we talked about it, it's called Vitally Green in 28 Days. It's going to start November 1st, and I would love to have you guys join me.
That sounds great. Thank you for being here. HealthCetera is streaming online at www.bai.org, or you can listen to HealthCetera anytime at www.healthmediapolicy.com.